Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com is where you find them online. Coming up a bit later, Ryan Zimmerman is going to join us coming up at 9:25. For right now, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. What's up, Jason? Good morning.
Good morning. I actually will be going into the other room as literally as soon as I hang up with you guys and recording Baldy's Breakdown.
All right, that's where you're, yeah, where you're
how about that for some corporate synergy?
Yeah, I love that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Can you break down the game that's going to happen in Landover tonight? As
break
the Giants,
it down before it happens?
Yeah, break it down before it happens. You've got the Giants coming in. Both teams are 0-1. Giants did not look good in their opener. The Washington football team could not get off the field on third downs.
No.
And I think personally that Daniel Jones's run good against this franchise has to end at some point. What better point than tonight? How do you see it happening tonight?
I think that there will be a fire lit with that defense, knowing that they couldn't, as you said, when in the money downs against Herbert and against that rookie left tackle, they couldn't affect the game as much as they would have liked. You're on a national stage that they're, you know, those guys have started to earn some acclaim and hype around the league as one of the, at the very least, elite front sevens in the NFL on paper. They're going against an offensive line tonight that's no great shakes, that, you know, Dave Gettleman is continuing to sort of scurry, and I mean, they're making trades for, you know, Bredesen, you know, other teams' cast-offs before the season started. Saquon Barkley is not ready to assume his full role. You can't run an offense through him like they did his rookie season, especially in a short week. He'll be on a pitch count. And Daniel Jones, I mean, he's good for a fumble, at least. And as much as they've added pieces to the receivers and, you know, guys who can make some plays, you got to be able to get the ball to them. You've got to have time to operate. You've got to, you know, get into some sort of rhythm and discover an identity as an offense. And I don't think Jason Garrett is necessarily the guy who's best equipped to dig them out of this hole, but he's the guy who'll have to do it from a schematic and game planning perspective. So you guys know, I mean, I think WFT is going to win that division. And last week could have gone either way, but I honestly felt like, and some people in that organization did too, that you never want to see your starter go down. But there did seem to be a little bit of a different energy, a little bit of a different vibe or mojo or whatever you want to call it, when Heinicke got in there, and his ability to run around a little bit and just make a play here or there, is that enough against a defense that was good last year, but certainly didn't look good against Denver as Teddy Bridgewater just sliced them and diced them and carved them up? So I think this is an opportunity for Washington to get right.
All right, so I'm not an X's and O's guy, but I am I'm a Heinicke fan. But I'm not getting carried away. He's kind of, you know, going to the Pro Bowl or anything. But he does provide a spark.
Yeah.
And my guess is, again, I'm not an X's and O's guy, so I don't know this, but my guess is you're going to want him to beat you from the pocket, right? So teams are going to try to keep him in there. But, you know, that's not unique. They try to do that to other mobile-ish quarterbacks. So what is the counter to that, which I think gives Taylor the best chance to be successful?
Well, I mean, if they want to kind of corral him and you know, kind of mush rush him or whatever you want to call it to surround him and keep him in there, then, I mean, you'd ask a lot of coaches, they would say, well, then just try to screen him to death. And obviously you've got an explosive running back there who, if you get the ball in his hands in space, you know, then you want to try to attack them in the horizontal passing game and also the horizontal run game. And, you know, Curtis Samuel would have been a perfect guy for that. But like somebody like Sims or even Scary Terry on a pitch play or an end around, you want to force those ends to kind of have to flip their hips and go chase the ball the other way, rather than, you know, be all about containing the quarterback and trying to force him into a mistake. And really, I just think also for Washington, it's about just finding a way to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Doesn't have to be for a big play, right? But just establish them early. Let everybody know they're out there. If it leads to a lot of yak and a high percentage pass turns into a big play, great. But I do think there's something to be said for establishing them early.
All right, so I'm not in there with the coaches. I don't know what Chase graded at, but I was hoping, and Chase went to my high school, right? So I'm all about Chase Young. But I was expecting a massive statement game from him last week because, you know, all the Justin Herbert, Chase stuff. And then, you know, I mean, I think he's a really, really good player. Now, I understand they're doing some quick drop stuff, and it's harder to have an impact there, but I feel like Chase is a guy, Jason, who is a 100% guy every single play. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing some things. I expected to play with his hair on fire every single time. Why didn't we get more of an impact in week one?
That left tackle's no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he's big time too. And there's a lot of people who felt like he was the best tackle in this draft, you know, and it's not always just about where you're drafted. I mean, that kid, I think he's going to be really, really special. And he played his backside off. And, I mean, I think you got to, like, if you go back to the year where Michael Strahan set the record, he didn't get two sacks every game. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how it works. Like, you're going to have certain matchups, and you might get three or four. And the next week, you might have some pressures. You might knock some balls down. But you just, you know what I mean? You didn't get home, or somebody else cleaned up the mess, or, you know, the other guys really went out of their way to max protect and high percentage passes. And at the end of the day, you held them to the low 20s, right? You held them to the high teens, but maybe you still lost that game because of other reasons. I just feel like, I think, I mean, I don't know. I don't live there, but I live close enough to there, and I have friends who are WFT fans. And, like, I think there's a certain segment out there that just feels like, this guy is supposed to dominate every single snap. And, you know, every week you look at the box score and it's like, oh, my God, he's unstoppable. It's you know what I mean? That's not how it works. I mean, even for Aaron Donald, there are weeks where he's shut down a couple weeks in a row. And then he has a monster game, you know, in terms of the stat sheet, and everybody's like,
Comes in chunks. Yeah.
You know, so I just think it was the first game. That's a good, really good offensive team. I think that's going to prove to be a playoff team. And that kid, I think when we're at the end of the year, you're going to be talking about that kid, if he stays healthy, as that's going to be a stud tackle for a long time.
We're joined by Jason Lockefora, Odyssey NFL insider. Let's stick in the NFC East here. A team that could not afford a marquee defensive player to go down is the Dallas Cowboys. And DeMarcus Lawrence is out now for 6 to 8 weeks. They have to travel to take on the Chargers this week. I mean, that's a tough assignment with all of your defensive personnel.
Yes.
Talk about how that injury impacts them. Their schedule softens a bit after that, but that is a crushing loss for Dallas.
Oh, no, look, their margins were super slim to begin with. In terms of, they don't have the kind of depth or quality depth that other teams have. And, you know, they've got a lot of dudes making as much money as anybody in the league at their position, and the cap went down. And I don't know if, you know, you guys understand that this is a different year, and even in the best of times, they tend to be top heavy. because Jerry falls in love with certain guys and he gives them whatever they want, and he's going to be loyal to them forever because they're his guys, and I paid him all that money, so damn it, we're going to see that come to fruition at some point. So, no, it's massive. From a pass rush standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, I think he was super motivated. You know, he hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot since he got paid. He's been hurt. He's had some up and down seasons. So I think that's someone who was coming out to light a fire on the other guys' backsides and to kind of show the way. And now he's not there. You know, you got the Gregory situation. I don't really like the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, I don't care who they're playing. There's going to be pressure on that offense to probably have to score into the 30s. And yeah, I mean, the way they're built, maybe they can. But I also know that there's a lot of dudes on the offensive line who have been hurt or had issues or have lingering health concerns who are getting up there in age. And now you got this Lyle Collins situation as well. You know, they finally play a game with both bookend tackles for the first time since, I think, December 22nd, 2019. And then that turns out to be an anomaly because now, you know, we'll see about Collins and any other future appeals, but he's not going to be playing for a while. So I go back to where I generally am with them in recent years, which is I'm not sure they're built strong enough from the inside out to truly compete week in, week out with the better teams in the league.
Talking to Jason LaConfora, NFL insider for Odyssey. So in Baltimore, where you're based, they lose an overtime game, had a 14-0 lead. You don't want to get overly panicked about it, but they've had some injuries,
and
they've got the Chiefs this week. I think the Chiefs have beaten them three times.
Got their number.
Lamar Jackson, so potentially facing an 0-2 start. How's the fan base feel about this Ravens team right now?
Oh, there's a lot of trepidation. I mean, on our show, on 105.7 The Fan, we had some polls this week about your level of concern about the offensive line in particular. And I think out of, 1,500 responses, I think over 40% were, you know, pretty much DEFCON. Like, their level of concern was 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And that's understandably so. A lot of new parts, a lot of unproven parts. And now with the running back situation as well, they don't have guys who can just play around with that QB option game and not have any concerns. They don't have guys who are, you know, used to Lamar shoving it in their gut, taking a couple steps to the left, pulling it out of their gut, and then doing whatever the hell he wants to do with it. The mesh point, all that deception, they had to cut back on it last week because Latavius Murray, it's not really his bag, and Tyson Williams, they had some issues with him. I mean, he's been around here a few years. He hasn't gotten a lot of reps, even in practice, let alone a game situation like that, you know, as crazy as that situation was, as loud as it was there. I don't think Alejandro Villanueva is a right tackle. Ronnie Stanley was not good in his first game back from ankle surgery, and he didn't practice yesterday. And they may have to go back to Villanueva on the left side, which I don't know. I mean, at least from a mental component, he's more used to that. But physically, I don't know. That means, you know, you're down to probably Patrick McCary, a depth guy at right tackle. And you're still going with running backs who I'm not sure are going to be super comfortable with running a ton of, you know, QB option stuff, which is some of their best stuff. So, and they're playing their kryptonite, the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have Marcus Peters, and they're getting a little thin at corner, where 3 weeks ago you would have said that's as deep as good of a secondary as there is in the NFL. Well, Jimmy Smith, you know, not playing. Marcus Peters out for the year. Some of their depth corners got dinged up in that game. So it would look like the perfect storm for Andy Reid if you're just kind of connecting dots. And he's tended to have this defense's number anyway. I don't think Wink Martindale can do his usual thing, which is pressure more than anybody in the league, because it's killed them in the past against the Chiefs and some better quarterbacks in general. And when you start looking at what pass rush they have, what natural pass rushers they don't have, and now, you know, some of these other injury situations, I think they're going to have to sit back, play a lot of zone, hope they can force Andy Reid into handing the ball off, because they're playing with basically no linebackers at times and a ton of DBs, and try to get him to bleed the clock that way. It's a tall task.
Jason, you're a busy man. We know you have to run. You're about to go tape Baldy's Breakdowns with Brian Baldinger. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you guys next week. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks. That's JLC. Sounds like there's a little bit of worry up in Baltimore. See how they bounce back.
Well, yeah, when you listen to them, I mean, they've got a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's going to be high changeover in the playoffs. There always are.
Yep.
But probably every one of us have the Ravens in the playoffs. A team like the Ravens could end up missing the playoffs. You know, the Titans. Everybody has the Titans in the playoffs.
I think so, yeah.
They look dreadful in week one.
They got punked.
So, I mean, some of those teams that you expect to be there will drop off because it's the NFL. And other teams you don't expect are going to rise up.
Based on, I don't know if you've seen the stats. I haven't. Do the Ravens, who has a tougher, your division games are obviously tougher, but what about out of division games?
You want to know the strength of schedule?
Yeah, strength of schedule for Ravens versus in other words, if Washington starts out 0-2, I think we're cooked. Like, I think I'm just going to go ahead and start digging the ditch. Do you think that you boys are cooked?
Well, I don't think any team in the NFL is cooked.
Of course, mathematically you're not, but historically you kind of are, especially when you look at the murderers row of quarterbacks we have coming up.
No.
The Ravens, according to the article, which I just punched up, have the second toughest schedule in the NFL.
They're playing AFC West, right?
That's because of their division's strength, too, though.
Well, they're also playing AFC West. All those teams won in week one.
I mean, the Steelers are one, Ravens two. Bears, Packers, Vikings. That's the five toughest. Washington's right in the middle, according to this.
I just know that Cakes' head's going to spin off because he heard mesh point for the second time.
Who knew that was the most popular term in the entire NFL?
By the way,
I was unaware.
Remember, Cakes didn't know the Rigo drill.
Yeah. By the way.
Lifelong Washingtonian.
Hey, everybody has blind spots.
Washingtonian.
Okay? According to
Maybe
this.
I have a few more than most, but I have blind spots, just like you do.
According to this article. The Eagles, and this is based on the team's record in 2020,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The Eagles have the easiest schedule. So, you know, the thing about the NFC East is every year, for however many years, there's a new division winner.
Yep.
Team like the Eagles could rise up.
All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals. Next, here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. Go to paulhenryswindows.com online to find out more. Here's more. Coming up at 9:45, we will give you our final predictions for Washington football team against the New York Giants. Kickoff is under 12 hours away. Week two is here. Week two is upon us.
You know, I know we're not going to have time to go through this list, but I just want to let people know it's probably worth reading. John Keim comes on this show a lot, usually on Mondays, and he wrote an article on ESPN.com about the top 30 quarterbacks to grace a Redskins uniform or Washington football team uniform as the starting quarterback since Mark Rippon. EB. That's how bad it's been. RG3's in the top three.
I know. I saw.
Not great.
I saw. Well, right, I mean, so, it was a magical year.
It was.
And you can say what you want about Robert. That year was magical. You can never take it away from him. Joining
us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Ryan Zimmerman, Nats first baseman. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. They're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. What's up, Zim? Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Zim, you know, you've been a mainstay in this community, you know, the face of the franchise for a long time, and it's interesting because you've been here for a while. You've seen these other guys kind of flicker. Like, do you remember when John Wall took over this town?
Of course.
You know, he's jumping on thing, or you know, like we're just talking about RG3.
Right.
He had like a year where just everybody embraced him. Of course, Ovi's been around and has been great, but there, I mean, these other guys have just flared up for like a year or two.
Zim's got staying power.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, man, it's shows you how hard it is to, first of all, stay in one city and be good enough, I guess, at any level of professional sports to stick around for a while. But, I mean, honestly, that's what's great about sports. I mean, like, I heard you guys talking when I called in before I came on about, you know, how special that RG3 year was, or, you know, how exciting it was, you know, to have John Wall when he was, you know, in his prime. I mean, that's why fans love sports. You know, you never know who's going to be that next guy. And, you know, that's why athletes love sports, too. You never know who's going to show up in your city. And if it's for a year or two, or if it's for, you know, 16 years, you know, that's what makes us every year have kind of hope and you know, want to come back and watch the games again.
You know, we had Rizzo on a couple of days ago, and I just asked him point blank, because I don't know what these guys are like. And I said, if Ryan wants to come back, you know, he's obviously shown. You get a 600-foot opposite field bomb. I mean, your guy can do whatever he wants.
600, I like it.
I mean, you know, I mean, guy can do whatever he wants. He's still got all the bat speed. You know, I don't think you realize. Maybe you do. It's kind of along these same lines, Ryan. But he literally said, as long as Ryan Zimmerman wants to play baseball, he has a spot on my roster. Like that, nobody ever says that.
You have a lifetime deal, man.
Honestly,
that's some leverage, too.
Dude, no, but not even leverage. But I mean, it's just like, what a comfort knowing that I'm so effing good that they want me as long as I want to play. Like that's an unbelievable feeling.
Well, I mean, I've known Mike for a long time, and I think the way I look at that is he feels comfortable saying that not because of the type of player that I am. He knows that I'm going to come prepared every year to play. He knows, you know, I'm not going to play if I don't think I can perform. So I think it's more of a
trust each other.
Trust. Trust in the person more than it is the player. Although I appreciate the exaggeration of the 600-foot opposite field home run. You know, I think it's more, you know, we know each other so well, and he's willing to say that because he knows, you know, on my end, that first of all, I'm going to prepare and be ready. But second of all, if I don't feel like I'm, you know, ready or if I can produce anymore, then, you know, he trusts me to say that, you know, I'm done. So he's, you know, I appreciate him saying that. Obviously, we've had a great relationship. I love Mike. And, but like you said, it's, you know, it's rare for teams to have relationships with players like I've had with the Nationals for as long as we've had. It's been a lot of fun.
So I know lacrosse, like you're a huge sports fan and you're a big lacrosse guy from, you know, UVA. And so Paul Rabel, who went to my high school, I've become friendly with he and his family, and he retired this week right there at Audi Field. And I went to it and it was emotional, and He could still play. There's no doubt about it. Still beating guys, still gets his hands free, but like, you know, he was needing extra shots to the end of the game, you know, hammies. I mean, and when he was hurt, he was, you know, very, very hard for him to contribute. So I know it was gut-wrenching for him. He always said he thought he would want them to drag him off the field, but he learned perspective that he thinks it's better to walk off on your own. So I don't know. Does that mean anything to you? Resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of guys, most guys don't get to retire, don't get to leave on their own terms. It's usually,
right,
you know, you're getting kicked out the door, you're getting told you're not good enough anymore. You know, sometimes it's in a nice way, sometimes it's in a not so nice way. So yeah, I mean, I can sympathize with him. It's, you know, the more you get into that situation, you know, when you're young, you're like, oh, I'm going to play forever. They're going to have to take the jersey off my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you play for a while and as you build, you know, I guess a legacy or whatever you want to call it, you know, you start to think about that kind of stuff more than you did when you were young. You want to, you know, do I really want to be the old guy on the field that, you know, guys, people in the stands are kind of wondering, man, remember when this guy used to be this or that, you know, you kind of want to leave while they still think that about you. But, you know, I think that's the hardest part. You have to self-assess. You have to, you know when you're still able to produce and when you're not. And, you know, it's hard to walk away. I mean, you know, we get to play a game for a living. It's, you know, when that's done, it's, you know, it's into the real world, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Right. But I always tell my kids, and Paul and I talked about it, but there's nothing like being on a team. So I always, when friends or people we know retire, I always want to tell them, and they know this. Like Paul said, I'm going to miss the huddles the most. Of course you are. You're going to miss the locker room stuff. I know that. That's why it would be so hard to retire, because you're just never going to recapture that feeling ever again.
Yeah, I mean, the locker room, the group of guys, and the camaraderie you have with those, it's unmatched anywhere in the world. I mean, you know, you can work at a cool office. You can work, you know, like you guys have known each other forever. I'm sure, you know, but it's just not the same when you get grown men or women in other sports, obviously, you know, pulling in the same direction for one common goal. And especially now in our country, it's hard to have that for, you know, a daily conversation. So, you know, to have guys in baseball from all over the world who have come from all different backgrounds, who have, you know, not much in common for 7 months out of the year, all we care about is doing stuff to help each other win games. So I think that's the biggest thing that you miss, the camaraderie, you know, the flights and the team dinners and the, you know, having some drinks with the guys. And, you know, we of course we miss that. Everyone's going to miss that. But I think just the everyone doing whatever they can to win a game as a team is what's going to be. What's going to be hardest the most to walk away from?
All right, so say you retire, and a couple years pass. I know you're a big golfer, you play golf, but could you see Ryan Zimmerman on like a Lifetime Fitness basketball court on a, you know, an old man team?
Oh, I mean, we used to play. I'm not going to name who because I'll take the fall. But we used to play basketball for some conditioning in the off season every now and then. We used. Very carefully to say, you know, we're not at the Monday night LA Fitness, where guys are throwing elbows underneath, but I would join an adult basketball league for sure. I love that stuff. That's, you know, a lot of that stuff is what I'm looking forward to doing whenever I do stop. You know, we're not allowed to do anything contractually, so to be able to have the freedom to go do anything.
Zim, I applaud that. I've been the tip of the spear on that for years. You guys should not be allowed to like do like vigorous pickup hoops, downhill skiing, no motorcycles, no mountain climbing, none of that. You can do that after you're retired.
Why that's
you
cakes. I say live
none
your life.
No, don't live your life. Live your baseball life. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, it's you know, it's tough. But I look forward to it, and yeah, any of that stuff, golf, basketball, like you said, skiing. I mean, I look forward to going skiing, taking my kids and my family skiing. It's you know, these are things that we all look forward to.
By the way, Zim, did you get, I know it disappoints the fans, but did you get a chuckle when you heard that your bobblehead that was supposed to be distributed on September 3rd is stuck like in a shipping container and is not going to get here in time, so they're going to hand them out October 1st. I know that's beyond your control. It's kind of funny, but the fans are going to get them on October 1st. They just have to wait a little longer.
I mean, I feel like it's typical 2020, 2021, whatever you want. This last 18 months or whatever, you almost expect stuff like that to happen. But, you know, hopefully it'll get here by then at least. And, you know, we can get it to everyone before Zim, the season ends.
Zim, you're a sports fan, so why don't you predict Taylor Heineke's line tonight?
Ooh, I like it.
Nice.
And by the way, it's an off day for the Nats, so you can be able to just chill and watch the game at home.
You can go to the game.
Yeah, a bunch of guys actually got a suite, and they're going over there to watch the football team.
Very good.
Well, wait a minute, they had space.
Yeah.
This is shocking news.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, they need to win this game. I think Heineke, ODU boy. A bunch of my buddies who still live in Virginia Beach, you know, love this guy. You know, you got to get the Giants before Barkley gets going. I think, you know, in another 2-3 weeks, I think he's going to be back. So if you can get him now, but I like the way he plays, man. He spreads the ball out. You know, Gibson can run the ball. You got a couple weapons now. So I'm going to say 26 for 38 for 273 yards passing. Two touchdowns and one pick.
That's a solid game.
Swinging it nearly 40 times. I like it. I like that call. All right, Zim, it's great catching up with you. Enjoy this day of rest, and we'll talk to you again next week.
And by the way, Zim, we're not talking about all this retirement stuff because we think you should retire. I actually want you to play 5 more years, okay? I'm just, you know, I just had Paul on, and it was just all emotional, and I know this is going to be something you're constantly thinking of every season.
Well, definitely take it to at least get to 300 homers.
Where's he at on
that? Yeah, we're kind of creeping up on it. I don't know what
he's like 286, maybe something like that.
Nobody here is trying to push you out the door.
Yeah, I'm not trying to push you out the door. I want you at least another 5 years. Yeah, so.
At least.
Well, I mean, I have to play so I can keep doing this radio show. Yeah,
we know that's the highlight
here. You know that, brother.
Top five thing in my career now that we've finally done this, so I got to prolong it.
It is an accomplishment.
How nice is Ryan? How nice is he?
He's the best.
What a nice guy.
Sam, we'll talk to you again next week, man.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right. Thank you, pal.
That is your pal, Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals. Calling all spirit lovers, September is not only Bourbon Heritage Month, but marks the 6th anniversary for our friends over at KO Distilling in Manassas. KO is inviting you to celebrate with them this weekend and all month long. Enjoy a tour of their state-of-the-art distillery and relax with a spirit flight or sample one of their signature specialty cocktails. And while you're there, grab a bottle or two to take home with you. For the latest events and KO news, follow them on social media or visit KODistilling.com. And remember to always drink KO responsibly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold game day on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com. It's predictions time as Washington football team takes on the New York Giants tonight, 8:20 at FedEx Field. If you'd like to call in, 800-636-1067. Give us your score prediction for tonight's game. I will lead off. I've been very confident in picking the Washington football team. I will not waver. I think that Daniel Jones's run good against this team ends tonight. I like Washington football team to win 28-17. That's a cover, by the way. Chase and Montez combine for a minimum of 3 sacks in the game.
Ooh.
Here's your scoring breakdown. Terry scores one. Gibby scores one. Logan gets one.
I knew you'd give one to Logan.
And there's a defensive touchdown by the Washington football team. D-Hop's only kicking extra points. That's your formula for a convincing win to get Washington 2-1-1 on the season.
I'm also going to take Washington. I don't think their offense is going to tally as many points as you. Now, you did give them a defensive score.
I did, yes.
I'll go Washington 20-17. I think it could go either way. I lean towards Washington. And I kind of agree with you. I think that the defense is going to have a big day. I mean, mentioned it before. So the Giants had the 31st ranked offense last year.
Yep.
They're not a good offense. And specifically, their offensive line stinks. Daniel Jones, whatever you think of him, he faces heat all the time. That's not his fault.
Right.
Pressured 41% of dropbacks. Well, it's supposed to be the strengths of this team to get to the quarterback. So I think that's what they're going to do. Hopefully force a couple turnovers, a couple game-changing plays. I'm just not sold on this offense yet. And now with Heinicke under center, I do think he provides a spark, but I can't see them scoring a ton of points.
I can't disagree. You've heard me. I've said it all week. I think they're going to win. Last week, I hoped they were going to win. This week, I think they're going to win.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean anything. They easily lose.
Not.
Come in here tomorrow with a sad face and play Titanic.
Well, if they lose, and if it's ugly, it's a lock. We're playing Titanic the show.
Will that be the earliest we've ever played it? 2 weeks?
Doubtful.
I doubt it. I think we've done that before.
We've probably done it in week one.
I don't have any original thoughts that you guys don't have other than I'd like to just feed the guys early.
Yep.
I like to see Chase play with his hair on fire and be upset that people are talking trash about the defense. And I think Heinicke will be pretty good as long as he can stay healthy. I think he'll be pretty good. So I think we're going to win. Cakes said it perfectly when we had Jason Lockenfora on earlier. And he said, I think the Daniel Jones run good is going to end soon.
I mean, he can't just keep getting dealt pocket aces all the time against the Washington football team. Like, at some point, he's going to get dealt 3-7 off soon.
What if
that night is tonight.
What if Heineke's run good is done? Like, everybody's high on Heinicke, and I am too. Because if you just base it on what you've seen on the field,
yep.
When he's wearing a Washington football team uniform, he's been good. But I just saw somebody tweet. His prediction, 21 for 25, 325 yards, 4 total touchdowns.
Well,
like, everybody's so super high on him. It could. I hope not. But it could crash spectacularly.
It could, but that
he's a backup quarterback.
That seems a little aggressive.
It is.
21 for 25. Just be average to above average. And I think they've got a great shot at winning the game.
I kind of would like to see, like, I'm guessing, you know how Jason keeps saying, well, wait till defenses know
right. They're
going to face Taylor Heinicke. They're going to prepare for him. And I would think, given his arm strength, maybe the corners are up a little bit, right? They want to try and, jump a route, pick him off because he doesn't have this cannon arm.
So to me, this is just, look, my flag football mentality.
Yep.
Perfect time to take a deep shot, right?
Like it.
So let's go Heinicke to Dyami Brown early.
Perfect.
To keep him honest.
All right, boys behind the glass, predictions. We can even get a bonus prediction from Avon.
Well, we know where he's going.
Yeah, yeah. I know where he's going, of course.
Who do you want first, me or Dre?
You guys pick.
I'll go first.
All right.
I do think Washington wins this game. However, I don't think EB's going to need his Swannies tonight because I think the game's going to put him to sleep.
Snoozer?
It's going to be so boring.
Really?
A Thursday night division game, second week in the season.
Two bad offenses.
You've been sitting on that zing for a while.
Like 10 seconds.
Yeah, you've been sitting on that zing. I know.
Was that your zing or did Valdez feed it to you?
That was Valdez. Yeah.
I know the dynamic.
Look at you.
Because he feeds me some too. Hey, I know how it works.
13-10 Washington.
All right.
That is a snoozerama if that's the case.
All right. I think it's going to be 24-3 Washington. Oh, hold on. The Giants kick a field goal with 2 seconds left just to avoid the shutout.
Oh, how would they do that? The teams don't do that.
Well, if that's the way the game plays out, EB's pants will be on the ground. A lot of ground pants.
And AWOD is here because you guys are recording Bit Season after the show. We should remind people. So Bit Season comes out today, and then 7 o'clock tonight we have our Facebook Live.
Correct.
Remember to text EB 5 minutes before.
I did set an alarm.
7 p.m. Facebook.com/TheJunk. So AWOD, what was your takeaway after week one?
I've lost all faith in our defense, and I'm really scared about tonight. I mean, Daniel Jones just has so much success against us. I think I'm going to take against the team here. I'm going to go with the Giants to win 31-27.
Don't you host the show every weekend now? Shouldn't you be a little tighter on your cliches?
Yeah, I got tongue-tied because I almost dropped the Redskins term, so I tried to get that out.
So you dropped it now.
So that threw you?
It threw me.
All right, I mean, I guess I could buy that.
He's taking against the team.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Longevity drives. Never forget.
You know that after we had you on the show, this I'm not going to say the person's name. But I think you were on, and we were talking about like Bumble and all this stuff, and we were just talking about how you've just been so miserably terrible at it.
Stumble.
This guy told me, brand new to it, that it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Four dates the first week. One week.
That's a lot.
What are you doing?
Not going on the dates. I'm getting matches, and then they're
horrific matches, aren't they?
Yeah.
They look like you.
Now I'm getting double matches.
We were going to save this for Bit Season. This just happened like 10 minutes ago, but it's too funny.
I almost spit out my water. That's how funny it was.
What happened? Somebody matched him?
No. I was asking. I said, hey, Watt, on Bit Season, we don't want to just talk about the junkies. Remember, we want to talk about our lives. And I said, what's going on with you? Are you getting any girls? And he said, he looked at me dead serious and he goes, are you kidding me? It's football season.
He's giving up. He's literally punted.
Hey, you know, I do like
But
your
you
focus.
Know what? That's what happens when you're beaten down so much. Eventually, you just give up.
It's been the longest season ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you do the games at Pamplona?
No, I like to do them at home.
Yeah, because you're going to have so much success with living at home. No, but I do like that you're focused in on football season.
Focused on fantasy. You know, I can't get any fantasies with girls. I got to win my fantasy money.
I think you should. Well, you're right.
Looks like you're now not going with the tight beard. You're going back to scraggly.
I'm just being lazy. I'm having no luck.
Was it AWOD's home bars called Plumpona?
That's a good singing toward the end of the show there, Valdez. Like it.
All right, so he's the only one who's taking against the team.
I mean, I can't believe
taking the Giants, by the way, who have a terrible offense, scoring 31 points against the Washington defense, which is supposed to be great.
I thought the lock of the century was that AWOD would pick the Washington football team.
We gave up a 3rd and 16 with the game on the line. I wanted to kill myself.
You don't believe that?
By the way, they gave up four third downs on that drive.
You don't think they can fix that?
I've given up hope in the defense.
Can you believe they put him on? They still put you on?
Oh, yeah, I'm on this Sunday, 10 to 12:30. Actually, I'm going to take over that time slot. I'm going to be so good that CK's going to have to write my name into the weekend program.
The normal, like, pregame time. You're not going to be anywhere near that.
Well, I get a because Washington plays tonight, It's open, so I'm going to earn it.
Right.
I'm going to have callers for 3 hours long.
Turns out this weekend, that's the worst time to ever
You get scraps.
Yeah.
You're getting scraps.
Yeah. I'm going to go around the NFL.
I'm sure,
really
I'm sure that you will. I'm sure you'll be doing that. All right, do we want to sneak? Can we sneak in Nick real quick for like 20 seconds?
20 seconds. All right, quick. Nick, go ahead, quick.
Yeah, score prediction. I'm going to go the anti-drab 49-45 football team.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we're going to score 100 points.
I mean, it's going to be like the Rams.
Two of the worst offenses in the league.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, no. It's Thursday Night Football. But I just want to say what a joy it's been to listen to Ryan Zimmerman on your guys' show this year.
Thanks, buddy. We got to run. Thank you, buddy.
No, we love Zim. He's
Thank
all
you.
All right, take care, guys.
Yeah, call back next week.
Again.
He has been a great guest this year, and hopefully we can continue that into next season. That would be great.
I can't believe we're playing tonight.
Yeah. Play tonight. You better get ready.
Let's effing go!
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.